It's summertime, 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 summertime.
Technically still spring, Craig, but we'll work.
I'm okay with it.
June, though, is considered. Wait, did they just say books, throw them away? I just heard that. I never listened to the lyrics from that song.
Nor have I.
I think they just said something about books and throwing them away.
You can't do that.
Well, not especially if the folks at the library have anything to do about it.
Summer is a great time to build and create and have fun with friends. Your local library is the perfect place to help your imagination take off. Join us this summer for books, movies, music, activities, and fun. And together, we can build a better world.
Build a better world. I think that's the theme this year with the Lorain Public Library System, as well as they get set for the summer reading program. Elaine Bedding, who is with the Youth Services and Outreach Librarian Services. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Yeah, so getting ready for the big summertime push where you got to remember, keep the kids involved in reading, right? That's the goal.
Yes, definitely. All summer long, they got to be reading.
So what's this year's theme and how does this play out throughout the summer?
Well, you're right. This year's theme is Build a Better World. So for the preschoolers, you know, that means playing in the dirt, playing with construction vehicles, all of that stuff. For our older kids, it's really about helping the environment, helping our communities, and for the teenagers in our communities, it's about volunteering.
How does that translate to what the library does then? How are you facilitating those sort of things?
So we have some really great programs for teens to volunteer. We've got something called Book Buddies at a couple of our branches where the younger kids read to the teenagers, and the teenagers kind of help them build their fluency in reading, which is something that they look for in school. And then we have all sorts of volunteer opportunities throughout the year. We're going to have some teenagers at our kickoff this weekend doing face paint. They always come and do that for us.
Elaine, what else happens at that big kickoff?
So this is huge. We've been doing this with the Metro Parks now for a number of years, and it's at Lakeview Park here in Lorain. And we have all sorts of activities, games, some crafts. We have prizes. We usually have some sort of performance. This year it's the Barbies of Steel City, and they're a dance group that's local here to Lorain. And so we'll just be doing all sorts of fun things.
Again, we're talking this morning to Elaine Bedding, the Youth Services and Outreach Librarian Supervisor, about the summer reading for the Lorain Public Library. How important is it to keep the kids reading, or is there special things that they can do with the library that maybe throughout the other times of the year they're not able to do, so there's more things that can come out of their library experience?
Well, we try to offer things all year round that really enrich the learning experience. So we're not schools, so we don't teach, but we can do the fun educational things like science and STEM learning, or book talks and book clubs for the younger kids, and all of that kind of thing. Those are the things we do all year round.
Again, this kicks off at the at Lakeview Park Saturday, June 3rd. It goes from noon until 3. A lot of kids don't they sign up now? You can track their reading. How does that work for them throughout the summer then?
So you can come to the library and get a reading record, or you can print one off of our website at home, and you can start reading. So for every 15 minutes read, you mark something off. We also have activities this year, so if you're doing activities like playing outside for, half an hour a day, or reading something special like a biography, those things count towards your activities. And then you bring the reading record into the library, and you win free books. We give away 3 books. Kids can earn up to 3 books for the summer.
Elaine, when you have your big party here on Saturday at Lakeview, I assume you want kids coming from every area you serve, right? Just not Lorain.
That is right. So we serve Sheffield Lake. We serve all the way down to Columbia Station, Avon, North Ridgeville, and even out in Camden and Henrietta. We even serve in that area with our outreach department. So we cover a wide area of the county.
some of those kids may never have seen the lake. It just gives it an opportunity to see that and be inspired by coming out to the event.
Yeah, we usually have a couple of families every year that come from the southern part of the county that come up to Lakeview Park and are surprised and say, why haven't we ever come here before? So that's always great to see those families that are further away that we don't normally see at the kickoff.
Right. A lot of times people think about, you always see that sort of summer reading, someone at a beach sitting at a chair under an umbrella reading a book. That's kind of the quintessential thing that seems to take place during the summer reading. I see you also have a writing contest, not only a reading, but a writing contest that you have people involved with over the summer, too.
Yes, we've been doing a writing contest for many years. It started off as a poetry contest, and then last year we said, okay, well, we want to include all types of writing, and we also found that the adults wanted to get involved, too. So now it's an all-ages writing contest and all types of writing. So that was something surprising. It was always youth, and then the adults said, hey, we write, too. We want prizes.
Build a Better World. That's the theme for this year's Lorain Public Library System Summer Reading Program. If people want to find out more about that or what's new at the library, where's a good place to get some good details?
Always go to our website, lorainpubliclibrary.org.
Sounds great. Elaine Bedding, the Youth Services and Outreach Librarian Supervisor, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.